peace tonight. Amen. We have peace tonight in the midst of so much confusion in the world. You know, Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation. Amen. But be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Isn't that something? He overcame the world. So he's our example. And we can follow him. If we follow him, the Bible says, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Isn't that right? Amen. Thank God for a great service this morning. You know, God is calling us to himself. He wants us to be more like him. We want to be able to really see the Lord, to know him. Isn't that right? You know, Job said, I've heard of him by the hearing of the ear. Somebody told me about him. He said, but now my eye seeth thee. I see him now. He said, I abhor myself. In other words, when he came into that brilliant white light of God, he despised himself. See, but hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. When we come into God's presence, I'm talking about into his presence. Hallelujah. You remember John, when he came, he fell down before the Lord, didn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. Daniel. Amen. They fell down when they got in his presence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. So we want to walk in the beauty of holiness, don't we? He's calling us to himself. So let's say yes to him. Amen. You know, we have a choice, don't we? We can say yes or we can say no. But thank God, let's say yes to the Lord. Amen. Because he's good and he's faithful. Amen. Now tonight, let's look in the book of Michael. Michael, chapter 6. Michael 6. And we're going to begin at verse 4 and go down to verse 8. Michael chapter 6. Verses 4 through 8. Amen. Michael. 6. Michael. Oh, I don't know Michael. All right. Yeah, Michael chapter 6. Verses 4 through 8. Let's see what it says here. 6 verses 4 through 8. Amen. Amen. Now, this is the Lord talking to Israel, talking to his people. And God brought them out, didn't he? God brought them from Egypt. But they suffered a long time then, but God brought them out. Go on. I sent Moses.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Miriam. Uh-huh. And God sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to lead them, to lead his people. All right? Let's go on. Well, Balak. Mm-hmm. Bozar answered. Uh-huh. Now, you see, God's people didn't walk close to God. God called them to holiness. God called them to purity. But they strayed away. Israel would stray away, and they strayed away. And this prophet by the name of Balaam. Balak was a king, and he tried to get Balaam to curse Israel. But Balaam, everywhere Balaam looked, he saw God's blessings. He said, How can I curse him? God's blessings upon him, I cannot curse him. How can? But now I tell you what he did. This prophet, he wouldn't stand for truth. This is the one trying to disobey God, and God let a donkey, an ass. Balaam was trying his best to go, and God had told him not to go, and this ass was standing right there. Amen. Well, an angel was standing right there, and Balaam was on the ass. Hallelujah. And the ash, but he tried to get the ash going, but he kept turning aside. And the angel spoke to Balaam and let him know the reason why. Said, now, if the ass had to contend, I would have killed you. You're the one I would have killed. I wouldn't have killed the ass. The dumbass talked to Balaam, said, have not killed you where you wanted to go? Is that right? And here you are. See, God know what he's doing, doesn't he? God is faithful. God spared that prophet, but the prophet wasn't right. For money, for filthy lucre. And I'll tell you, filthy lucre get a lot of people in trouble on it. There's nothing wrong with having money, but when money's got you, something's wrong. Isn't that right? Because you don't make the right decisions. Amen. When money's got you. And God's got some people that's got money that does right, doesn't it? Amen. That'll give and be led. But it's not easy, like Pastor Benham was saying this morning. Because the Bible said, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which giveth us riches, all things to enjoy, that they do good, be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. That's what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. So if God gives you a bunch of money, make sure you do what's right. You know, make sure you humble yourself. Stay humble and let God lead. Isn't that right? You know, riches, the Bible says how riches have wings. It fly away. I mean, people don't know how to handle money. They get in a lot of trouble. Isn't that right? They get in a whole lot of trouble. But God is faithful. And God want to bless his people. Now, you know, this prosperity message, you know, it's not of God. You know, people are telling people that they're going to get rich. Give me so much and you're going to get this and get that. That's not of God. Is it? But you know, it's a shame that so many of God's people get carried away with that and get deceived by that. Isn't that right? They go to some meetings and somebody get up and tell them, say, look, if you give $10,000, God will do this for that, do this for you. And some of them are foolish enough to do that. We know a gentleman that had real good money, had property and all, you know, and he started going to this meeting and this man prophesying to him and telling him how God's going to bless him. And this man lost his property and all. See, because, see, he wasn't hearing from God. See, when somebody speak a word to you and say God said this, you better weigh that out. Isn't that right? Weigh it out. So God haven't spoke that to me. And if you're not sure about it, you get to praying until you get an answer from God. God answers prayer. Amen. If you're sincere and honest, God will answer your prayer in his time. So don't just run and shell out all your money. And this man that he prophesied to him is still running around, you know. But and this fellow, you know, now they're in bad shape. They really need help. So let's be wise. The Bible said be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. And God meant what he said. He's faithful. Amen. Michael. Hallelujah. He was a prophet to Judah. And Michael, he prophesied. His prophetic ministry, it expanded three different kings. King Jotham, King Ahaz, and King Hezekiah. He was there prophesying. But he prophesied against the people that walked in sin. I'll tell you one thing. When you're a prophet and you speak the word of God, you're not going to have good times. Isn't that right? I mean, you're not going to have that. I mean, you're going to sometimes barely make it. Hallelujah. When you speak truth. And this prophet Michael spoke against those priests. He spoke against those judges. Hallelujah. He spoke the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He spoke the truth. And see, hallelujah. Jeremiah prophesied. He prophesied to Israel and let them know what was going to happen. Israel went into captivity, taken by the Assyrians. But it was prophesied to them to get right with God, repent, turn to God, turn back to God, obey God. But they kept right on running in sin, worshiping idol gods. There's so much idol worship there. Even offering the children in the fire to idol gods. Hallelujah. But God had those prophets to tell them. And Michael was one of those prophets that told him the truth. And Michael, but listen to this. Michael's prophecy. Hallelujah. Michael's prophecy. Like other Old Testament prophecy, Michael saw beyond God's judgment of Israel and Judah to the coming of the Messiah and his righteous reign on earth. Listen to this now. 700 years before Christ's incarnation, Michael prophesied, listen to what he prophesied, that he would be born in Bethlehem. Michael 5 verse 2, look at that. It's what he prophesied. That Jesus would be born. He saw this. God spoke through him and to him and showed him these things. What does Michael 5 and 2 say? Uh-huh. You're afraid? Yes. Yes. And who was that? Hallelujah. It's talking about Jesus, isn't it? You better believe it. See, Michael saw this. God showed him that. And God also showed Isaiah the same thing, didn't it? Didn't it? 700 and some years, Isaiah prophesied, unto us a child is born. He said, child is born. Amen? A child is born. A son is given. He said, child is. How could he say child is born 700 and some years before it happened? Because when God speaks a thing, it's just as though it already happened. Isn't that right? Child is born. Son is given. Government shall be upon his shoulder 700 and some years before it happened. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Hallelujah. Government shall be upon his shoulder. Name shall be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Now the increase of his government peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David. To order it and to establish it. With judgment and justice. Henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. Amen? Amen. God speaks. Amen. When God speaks, thank God. We better listen. Amen. Amen. And see back there, a lot of them wouldn't listen. And the same thing, they people not listening to God. They listen to everything but God. But God is faithful, saint. God had proven himself all down through the years that he's God, and beside him there is no other. Who have a God like him to our God? Nobody do that. Why not? Because there's only one true God. Isn't that right? Yep. Hallelujah. That's been why Elijah was able to when those false prophets got up there. And see, you have to sometimes cut to the chase. Isn't that right? So Elijah said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Ain't no use to him hogging about it. No use to say, you said Baal is God. And I say, the Almighty is God. Jehovah is God. But let's just prove. Let's just see who God really, the true God. So they did this sacrifice. The prophets of Baal, they get up there and they, hallelujah, had the sacrifice there. And they prayed, oh, Baal, hear us. Nothing happened. Oh, Baal, here, hallelujah. Nothing happened. And they got upset and they got excited and they began to cut themselves, jump up on the altar, and blood gushed out. And Elijah, after they'd done all of their show, and nothing happened. Hallelujah. The devil's a big show. He can show off. Isn't that right? But he don't know, he don't have the truth. devil is against the truth. Isn't that right? He hates truth. He hates Jesus. He hates God. He hates God's people. Isn't that right? But he's a liar. God is faithful. Though Elijah, hallelujah, told him, in other words, he repaired the altar, dug a trench around the altar, and put water in there, didn't he? Put, what, 12 barrels of water? To soak the sacrifice. We're going to see who God is. We're going to tell who the true God is. The God that answers by fire, let him be God. And did God answer by fire? Yeah. Didn't he? Soaked up all the water, my God, and dried up, hot, and burnt the sacrifice. And the false prophet started running. It was time to run, wasn't it? He said, brother, to kill them all. Don't let one get away. Hallelujah. God is good. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Michael saw these things. He saw the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Many years before it took place. All right. Michael 6. Go down to verse 8. Michael 6, verse 8. See, it's read this verse and then stop. Just read verse 8. God have showed you what's good. And what does the Lord require of them? I'm talking about tonight, what does God require of us?
To do justly,
to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Now, God asked him a question. It's a question that, what does the Lord require of thee? But they didn't know the answer. They didn't know. Because they talked about, if you read up further, bringing sacrifice and all this. But if your heart's not clean, your heart's not pure, God's not going to accept those sacrifices, is it? You've got to be pure before God. What does the Lord require of thee? Your heart's got to be pure. But to do what? To do justly.
To
do what's right. Do what's just. To love mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Isn't that right? We've got to be merciful. Isn't that right? We've got to have mercy. Hallelujah. Do justly, love mercy, and do what?
And walk humbly
with thy God. Amen. That's what God's requiring of his people then. That's what he's requiring now. All right. Let's look at, we're going to read some scripture tonight. Let's look at 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23. What does the Lord require of thee? God requires something of his people. Amen. He requires a pure heart, a clean heart. That's what he required. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23. What does it say here?
So Samuel said,
uh-huh.
That the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And in obeying the voice of the Lord.
In other words, does God want sacrifices or does he want you to obey him? God wants us to obey him. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And to obey him, thank God, our hearts have to be pure. Our hearts have to be right with God. Isn't that right? All right.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
To obey is better than sacrifice.
And to heed than that of a ram.
Amen. And to heed than the fat of rams. Amen. To heed, to obey God. God wants us to obey him. Not just to read the word. Be doers of the word. Obey the word. Do what God say. Live just. Live just. Treat people right. Isn't that right? Do just. Do what's just. Do what's right. To love mercy. Blessed are the merciful. We got to be merciful to one another. Hallelujah. Didn't the Lord show mercy to us? Didn't he showed mercy, didn't he? Hallelujah. And he's still showing mercy. He showed mercy to Israel, but Israel was a hard-headed people, that they would walk right with God, walk right before God for a while, and then they'd turn and do their own thing. And that's what Samuel did. That's what Saul did, rather. Samuel was asking him a question because God told him to go to Amalek and kill everything. Don't let nothing live. Kill everything. All animals, all the people, don't let nothing live. They went down there and they killed up some, didn't they? But they didn't kill everything. They didn't kill the king, Agag. Let him live. But Samuel killed him. See, when you're a prophet sometimes, you got to do some hard things. And Samuel asked Saul a question here. What did he ask him again? Read that. Yes. Hallelujah. What did it say? Read that. Yes, sir. Samuel said to Saul, he talking to Saul after Saul had disobeyed God. See, you know, people disobey God and make excuses, don't they? They say, well, I did this because the people. No. When God leaves you responsible, you in charge, he expects you. Isn't that right? God looking at you. Isn't that right? He was king. When he was king over Israel. And God expected Saul to stand up and be a man. Stand up and do what was right. He didn't have the backbone to do it. Hallelujah. He didn't have the gall to do it. But Samuel had to come in there and tell him that he had messed up.
So Samuel said,
uh-huh.
As the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord.
Obeying the voice of the Lord is what God is calling for. Obeying him, doing what he say, all right?
Behold, look. To obey is better than sacrifice.
To obey is better than sacrifice?
The
heathen, the fat around. Amen. Hallelujah. To obey God. That's what God's calling for. Obedience. Obedience. Do what God said. Hallelujah. And lots of times when you do what God said, you might not understand what's going to happen. That's all right. Leave it in God's hands. God's big enough to take care of everything, isn't it? Amen. Genesis chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. God is able to take care. When God says something, he mean what he say, just obey him. Hallelujah. If you know God has said it, do it. And God will help you on it. Hallelujah. You might have to do, remember that? I think it was Gideon. God told him to do something. And he did wait till night to get it done, but he got it done. You know. All right, what does it say here? Genesis. Uh-huh. See now, this is when the Lord was getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So he sent somebody to Abraham, and what did they say here?
And the Lord, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation,
uh-huh.
All the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
All the nations of earth shall be blessed through Abraham, through faith for Abraham. Abraham believed God, didn't he? And it was counted to him as righteousness. He believed God. God told him to offer up his son Isaac, didn't he? And Abraham believed God to the extent he was willing to do that. So, hallelujah. We sang that song, is y'all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Sometimes we need to lay something on the altar, don't we? Thank God. Your heart does the spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest, what? As you yield him your body and soul. Abraham believed God, and he took his son Isaac, put him on the altar, and was ready to slay him. But God had a ram in the bush, didn't he? God spoke and said, don't do the harm, don't do this lad no harm. But he had a ram in the bush. Thank God. God is faithful. God will do what he said he'll do. God, you can depend on God. Amen. You can depend on God. We've got a faithful God. True God, a holy God. Hallelujah. What did it say? Uh-huh.
For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household.
See, Abraham's gonna make sure he's gonna live right before them and command them what to do. He's gonna tell them what to do. See, God can depend on some people, can't he? Some people that have made up their mind, they're gonna do what God says, regardless of what come or go. Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the suffering, regardless of what come or go, they have made up their mind to serve God, and nothing's going to sway them.
Amen.
Amen. Read.
That they keep the way of the Lord.
Uh-huh. Abraham's going to make sure that he's going to tell them that they keep the way of the Lord. He's going to teach them what's right, all right?
To do righteousness and justice that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to.
Amen. He could depend on Abraham to do this, judgment, justice, love, mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Jeremiah 7, 22 and 23. Hallelujah. What does the law require of thee? God asked a question. But they didn't know. They had forgotten. Hallelujah. Isn't there something? They forgot what God had taught them. The devil deceived people. The devil can get people out there so far that they forget God. Hallelujah. That's what they had done. They forgot God's commandment. God asked them a question. What does the law require? They didn't know because they got so far out in left field. Hallelujah. What does it say?
Thus saith the Lord.
Uh-huh. People come from the north country.
And a great nation will be
raised. 722, right? Jeremiah?
No.
All right. Jeremiah 722 and 23. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hold on just a minute. God is good. God is so good. Hallelujah. What does it say, my brother? What? Say that again. Didn't speak to your fathers. I brought them out of the land of Egypt. God brought them out. My God, he brought them out. Amen. With a mighty hand, didn't it? It wasn't a feeble one among their tribe. What a mighty God we serve. Their clothes and their shoes, thank God, lasted. Isn't that something? God can do all things, and we trust him and live for him. I brought him out. What does it say?
Concerning burnt offering or sacrifice.
Concerning burnt offering sacrifices.
But this is what I commanded them.
Listen what God say. Burnt offering sacrifice was part of it, but this is what I command them saying. What did he command them?
Obey my voice.
Listen at this. Hold it right there. Be obedient. Mm-hmm. God wants obedience done. He wants us to obey him. Obey my voice, all right?
And I will be your God.
Stop. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. If you do what I tell you, I will be your God. I will be with you. I will bless you. I will keep you. I will prosper you. I will deliver you if you obey my voice. I want your heart. Isn't that right? Amen. It takes God having a heart for us to be obedient to him. Isn't that right? We got to. Hallelujah. What's the first and great commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is like name land to thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Thank God. Amen. Yeah, my brother brought that. I did it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Good. Amen. Praise God. So what did he say, brother? And amen. If you obey me, do my will, you'll be my people. All right.
And walk in all the ways that I have commanded.
Uh-huh. It'd be well with you if you obey me. You do my we saw all down through Israel. As long as they walked right with God, God took care of them, didn't he? Amen. He met their needs. He kept them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Israel went into captivity by the Assyrians, and Judah didn't learn nothing from that. They kept on walking and they kept on worshiping idols, and Babylonians overtook them. Isn't that right? They should have learned enough. Isn't that hallelujah? Sometimes people just can't. They won't open their heart. They won't open up to God, and therefore, see, God made it plain as the nose on their face. And they still didn't get it. Hallelujah. They didn't get it. So the Babylonians came and overtook them. But it was prophesied that it would happen. But it's sad. It's sad, isn't it? Amen. But God's calling us today. He's calling us today. Amen. To walk in his ways. To do his will. To magnify his name. Amen. Look at Psalm 51, verse 15 through 17. What does it say here? Psalms 51. Verse 15 through 17. Listen to what God says. Praise God.
Oh Lord, open my lips.
Huh? Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh Lord, open my lips.
Oh Lord, open my lips. Lord, open my lips and my mouth is going to show forth your praise. I'm going to praise you, Lord, all right? Stop. You don't desire sacrifice, that's how I will give it. But what does he desire? Read on. Hallelujah. If you desire sacrifice, I will give it. But, read, not what you desire.
You do not delight in burnt offerings.
You don't delight in burnt offerings, all right?
The sacrifices of God.
The sacrifices of God are what? A broken spirit. Thank God. That's what we need, a broken spirit before God, don't we? A humble heart, a broken spirit before God. Hallelujah. We want to please God? Humble ourselves. Come before God with a broken spirit, a broken heart. Thank God. And God will hear us, won't he? God will, we want revival? That's what we got to do. We got to come before God. The humble heart. A broken spirit. This is what God is looking for. This is what God is calling for. This is what God is asking for. What does the Lord require? This is what God requires of us. Hallelujah. Read it.
A broken and a contrite heart.
Broken and contrite heart. Isn't that something? God don't despise that, does it? But he loved that. God loving. He loved. Thank God for us to come to him, humbling ourselves, denying ourselves, crying out to him. Lord, I need you, Lord. Help me to do your will, Lord God. A broken and contrite spirit. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Got just a little bit more here. God is so good. Hosea chapter 6. Verse 6, see what it said. Hosea 6, 6. Hallelujah. 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 Hosea 6, 6, what does it say there? I desire mercy. Amen. God's talking about mercy, isn't it? I desire mercy, not sacrifice, all right?
And the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
You hear that? To know God, to really know him better than burnt offerings. My God. Hallelujah, all right? Is that it? Isn't God good? Amen. God's making it plain. Amen. Now, let's go to New Testament. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. We read Hosea 6, 6. Now let's go to Matthew 9, and this is Jesus talking here. Uh-huh. All right, read up verse above that. Those that are well don't need a doctor. A well person don't need a doctor, does it? But they that are sick need a doctor. Now, that's what Jesus said to them. But he said, go and learn what that means. They didn't understand. You know, that's a slap in the face. You should know this. They should have known this. Go and learn what that means, and I will have mercy, not sacrifice. Go and learn what that means. But they should, same thing in Hosea, or same thing in Michael. In the book of Micah. What does the Lord require? They didn't know. They had forgotten because they had turned away from God, had gone back in sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And sin. Righteousness what? Exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
You want to be exalted in the sight of God? Do his will. You want to please God? Do his will. Amen? Because he's calling his people to himself. And he's saying, come. Come. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. All right. And Jesus, we don't have to read this, but in Matthew 12, verse 7, Jesus told him the same thing. He asked him the same question. But all right. Now, I'm about ready to conclude this. Michael 6 and 8. Michael gives the threefold definition of what God's standard of goodness and what our commitment to him involves. One, we must act justly, be fair and honest in our dealings with others. Matthew 7:12. Two, we must love mercy, show genuine compassion and kindness to individuals in need. Three, we must walk humbly with our God. We must humble ourselves daily before him in godly fear and reverence for his will. James 4:6-10. You can read that later. In 1 Peter 5:5-6. Public worship is only a small part of our total commitment to Christ. A genuine love for the Lord must come to expression in an abiding concern for people indeed. All right. God's people should have known the answer to this question, whether the Lord required thee, all right? Spiritual blindness had led them to offer everything except the one thing God wanted, a spiritual commitment of the heart, from which right behavior would come. But they continued their hypocrisy by outward religious, but inwardly sinful. Isn't that something? Outwardly religious. Amen. Because one scripture said how that they love the praises of men more than the praises of God. Amen? Love the praises of men more than God, the praises of God. And we're living in those times when people have turned away from God. But they go into church, a lot of, you know, the word of God says, hallelujah. They would have a form of godliness. Isn't that right? But denying the power thereof. What does it say? From such turn away. I mean, hallelujah. A lot of services people go to, if the Lord don't show up, they all right. Because they got their program all lined out, haven't they? I mean, hallelujah. But not the true people of God. Not the true church. The true church, without God, we ain't nothing. We know that. And we come to worship him, don't we? We come to praise him. We come to honor him. We come to magnify him. We come to do his will. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. What does the Lord require of thee? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's what God is calling for us to do this day. Amen? Amen. Give God some praise. God bless you, brother. That's what God is calling for today. A humble heart. A pure heart. Amen.